I really hate to hear partial verses of Scripture completely misinterpreted for your personal benefit. Matthew chapter 7, verse number 1. I want to read a very controversial, not verse, but passage of Scripture. Because I read a book this week, and the preacher that I read the book, he said, find out what you hate, reverse it, and you'll know what your ministry is. I really hate to hear partial verses of Scripture completely misinterpreted for your personal benefit.
Amen.
It just... A little history here, so just bear with me. Before God told King James to put your Bible in English, the New Testament was in Greek, the Old Testament was in Hebrew. How many speak Greek? How many speak Hebrew in here? Anyone? Okay. So give Jesus a hand clap for giving you an English Bible, all right? Before then, it all ran together. There were no verses, no chapters. Chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7 of Matthew's Gospel is one conversation. It's one sermon with several subjects. All done, Miss Debbie, at one time. So to go into this and pull out one verse, especially judge not, lest you be judged. Am I getting the tongue right? Let me do it again. Judge not, lest you be judged. I want to sin, so don't be fooling with me. That's a better interpretation of it. I love sin, so don't talk about me, you hypocrite. And you both at the same bar, okay? Did I get pretty close there? Am I good? Bam, I just hit that just right off the top. Well, about 2 o'clock this morning, after 36 years, God showed me something I've been wanting to know 36 years. I'm going to preach to you today a few minutes on when I get there. So when I get where? You're going to find out. Let's read 7:1. This is part of a teaching. So if you want to know what 7:1 through 5 says, start in 5:1 and read all 5th chapter, 6th chapter, 7th chapter, and then you might understand the next 5 verses. Judge not that ye be not judged. That's very good advice. Just for the record, what other folks are doing, unless you're paying their light bill, ain't none of your business. Good or bad. If they need prayer, pray for them. Beating them over the head won't help them. You know, I done tried. It didn't help none. All right? So, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. Just go ahead and run that mouth. Go ahead. It's coming back. Can I get it? Come on, talk to me a little bit. Amen. Now, the word judge here is a big word. We have to evaluate things, and we do have to make judgment calls to protect ourselves and our family from things. You understand what I'm saying? But that's not what Jesus is talking about here. All right, for what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured unto you again. If you mean to people, people are going to be mean to you. If you're nice to people, 90% of them are going to be nice to you. 10% hate everybody. They're humanists. They hate all people. Okay? They're not picky and choosy. But basically, 90% of the people I have found that if you're nice to them, they'll be nice to you. Like my friend Ray, that's homeless in Key West. About midnight, me and Miss Carrie pulled up to like a Walgreens or something. And she went in. She's going in. I said, no, I'm going to stay out here and talk to them, see what the homeless people are doing. And so I met this guy named Ray, and I've told you this story before. And so I introduced myself to him. He said, well, my name's Raymond, but my friends call me Ray. I said, well, I'm your friend. So me and him sitting there talking. He's got a bicycle, Miss Judy. He's got a basket on the front of that bicycle that he hauls his stuff in. Kind of like my bike I had when I was a kid. They just had like one size fits all when I was a kid. You didn't go get a small, short. It was just like, it was just a big bike and had a basket on the front. When I go get stuff at the store for my mom, all right? He had a little dog in that basket, Jessica, a little puppy dog. Had him some feed, and he fed him. He was healthy. These tourists, you can see a tourist 5 miles away, and they kind of mix up about me because I don't really look like I'm a homeless guy, but I'm out here with the homeless people, okay? You know what I'm saying? So they come walking over. Tourists are really amazing. Can we pet your dog? I don't get wanting to pet other people's dogs. I mean, I just don't really get that. But anyway, I'm watching this. Ray Ray never cracks a smile. He said he don't like to be petted, but you can pet him. They pet him. He bit them. They should jump back and said, "My God." He said, "Well, I told you he didn't like to be petted. I don't pet him. He bites me when I pet him." They just walk away like, "Man, we got to get out of here." Okay? So there are some people that you just can't get through to. All right? Just pray for them, love them, go on with life. All right, let's continue reading. Why? Now, why? Jesus said, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is thy brother's eye?" Why are you looking over there at him? "But consider not the beam that is in thine own eye." Verse 3. Why are you looking at him and you haven't looked around this log in your eye to look at this piece of sawdust in his eye? Can I get a witness? Amen?
Amen.
All right. Verse 4. "How wilt thou say to thy brother, let me be in charge of all of your sins? Let me pull the mote out of thine eye and behold a beam in your own eye." I got such good control over my sins, I need to be taking care of you too, all right? How many knows God did not leave you on planet to monitor everybody else's sins? Can I get an amen? All right. Verse 5, Jesus said, "Thou hypocrite, first," here it is. If you want to judge other people's actions, here's where you got to get to. Say this with me. When I get there, I can judge everybody. Are y'all there yet? Are y'all down to verse 5 yet? We got more than one honest person in here. Are y'all at verse 5 yet? So then you don't qualify to do all this. Y'all with me? Matter of fact, verse 5 says, "Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of these trees and sawmill logs out of your own eye, and then you'll be able to see clearly to cast out the mote that is in thy brother's eye." So when I get to verse 5, then I can do verse 1, Deb. I haven't personally got to verse 5 yet. I'm going to be honest with you, Marla. I ain't got there yet. So I can't qualify, Scotty. Are y'all feeling me yet when I get there? So next time you read this, say, "I ain't there yet." So I'm going to just pray for them, love them, let them go on down the road. So if you're going to quote verse 1, pull your Bible out and read all 5. Then you'll probably shut your mouth and say, "Never mind, I was mistaken about that whole situation. I probably misunderstood that you was drunk on the side of the road and you'll be at church singing in the choir tomorrow, and I probably just misunderstood all that." Come on, talk to me. Come on, help me a little bit, all right? Now, say it again. When I get there. But I'm not there yet. I can look y'all's eyes. Y'all so thrilled about this sermon today. Don't just get up and run around to church. You're so excited or nothing, all right? Now, I want you to go with me to John chapter 8, verse 7. Now, we always say this. And I read it just not long ago, maybe last week. "So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, he that is without sin, let him among you, let him cast the first stone at her." We always quote that part of this story. But we never quote the rest of it. Today we're going to read the rest of it. Are y'all with me? Can you handle it? Say, "I can handle it." All right, drop down to verse number 11. I'm not going to read the whole story. Go to verse 11. So everybody leaves when Jesus angel said, "Which one of y'all going to throw the first rock?" He just starts writing in the sand. When he stands up, they all done gone. Because can't none of them throw no rocks that day. Because they figured out they ain't, you know, rid of all their sins yet. Let me let you in on a secret. You're not going to get rid of all your sins. They got this man called Jesus. He's our Savior. And he's the one going to have to deal with your sin. Now you may have to participate and help make some good wise choices. So don't leave here and say, "Well, Brother Scotty said Jesus is going to deal with all my sins, so I can just go slam crazy. Baby, we've been at a party at my house tonight." Go ahead on with that. Just go ahead on. I can tell you ahead of time, that's done been tried. And it ain't going to work out too good for you, all right? I have to tell you this little story about my aunt. She couldn't talk plain. And when they first built the casino, the first one in the 90s, what was the name of the first one? Silver Moon? She's called it so many names, I don't even know the name of them. What, Silver Star? She called it Shining Star, didn't she? Angela? Shining Moon. Well, the other one was even built, all right? She was prophesying, I guess. And she sat on her front porch. Now, she wouldn't have really liked this sermon too much I'm preaching, all right? I just have to say that. Anyway. But she would have said amen, though, just the same. Might even shout it a little bit, all right? So, that's another story. She sat on that front porch, and she see them go down the highway. And she'd say, just let them go, let them go. I said, well, where are they going? They, well, then she said, they're going that side, Rainy. Just let them go over and lose all that money. Ooh. And that's the way she, that was her personality. Am I right? Am I getting pretty close? Now, she sat on the front porch talking about them. Y'all with me yet? And then some of them bad sinners would go by. Deb and her famous saying was, ain't no, just let them go. Ain't no need in them looking for the pearly gates, okay? You understand what I'm saying? Because she knew, okay? Are y'all with me yet? It says, he that ain't got no sin, cast the first stone. Well, Jesus lost his whole congregation. At least everybody ain't left. Praise God, some of y'all still here with me, amen? So, praise God. But notice the rest of the story, verse number 11. She said, no man, Lord. He had to talk to her. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. But notice that last phrase that we seem to never quote. Go and sin no more. Jesus does not condone sin, no matter how you translate your own Bible in your mind. Sin is still wrong in 2018. Okay, I know that most folks think it's not. All right. But the Bible hasn't changed. I've been reading it. I'm 57 years old, and Miss Dottie made me read it. Whether it was all, we didn't have like divided up classes. It was all the same age, okay? From 1 year old to 18. And everybody had to read, whether you could read or not. Made no difference. And I've told you about the breakdowns I've had in Eric when I said, Miss Dottie, he can't read. She said, child, just give him time. I'm thinking, he's not even in the first grade, Miss Dottie. He can't read. You get one word read, but we got that one word read. We didn't have no colors. I didn't like color anyway. Praise God. We didn't have no cookies. We just had the Bible, Miss Dolly, and all of us, and half of us couldn't even read, all right? But I do know this price. It still says the same thing, even though you could only read one word some Sundays the whole hour, and it was an hour. It wasn't one of these like pretend hours, okay? It wasn't like that, all right? No, it was an hour. And I was about to have a breakdown. You can imagine this guy. I'm saying, like, let me read it for him. He can't read. He's got to learn to read. I said, that's what they got school for, Miss Dolly. I preached her funeral. Part of her will was, let Scotty preach my funeral. He'll say something good about me. True story, all right? So, anyway. And I did say something good about her. She made me read this Bible. And it still, Mark says the same thing today, Donna, as it said 57 years ago when I was one trying to read it, all right? It's the only unchanging thing in your life. But when you read it, please, dear God, don't just read one verse. I could turn to verses right now. We don't have time, and I don't want to get up on that subject because it just really does things to my blood pressure, and I don't need to get my blood pressure up no more, but Dr. B's going to make me take some more of them blood pressure pills. Anyway, do they check y'all's blood pressure 17 times when y'all go to the doctor? Or is that just me? I try to escape. I hear, Brother Scotty, where are you going? She's got this. She's all sweet up here, but babe, you go over to that clinic, you get some serious stuff out. She scares me just a little bit. Anyway, what was I on? I got off on that blood pressure. All right. There are whole denominations built on one verse of Scripture. That's dangerous. That scares me. And if you read him another verse of Scripture, that's not what God meant. God meant exactly what he wrote down. I know you've been trained differently up here. I've preached, and I can say that with authority because I've preached in the Baptist, Southern Baptist, Independent Baptist, Missionary Baptist, Pentecostals that was mad at Pentecostals, charismatics, Word of Faith, non-denominationals. I preached for everyone. Some didn't even know what they were, praise God. My son Matthew, am I right? He was there. He remembers it. Bless him, Lord. Say what? Train stations, street corners. Yeah. You should go downtown Fort Worth in February and preach on the street corner, that one where all the bars are at. That's an unusual experience, let me tell you that right there. You feel a little like this when you leave just from the air you breathe. Can I get a witness? Amen. All right? You go and say, well, that was a good service. Praise God. Anyway, some of y'all will get that after a while. Brother Billy Kelly, he's dead. Well, he's dead and gone on to be with Jesus now. You kind of have to be dead to do that. But anyway, me and him was in a meeting together up in North Carolina, and he didn't live far from there. And so I happened to get there, and he came one morning. Billy wasn't coming at night. He was leading the singing and telling the jokes to get the service started, all right? And he's a big man. He wore them suspenders, Rudy. And I happened to catch him right out because I was there preaching and he was there leading the singing and telling jokes, basically, yes. Anyway, I said, Brother Billy, where you been every morning? I've missed you. He popped him suspenders. He said, son, too much this religion will earn you. Just remember that as you preach through life. True story. Can I get a witness? Amen. He said, I've been baling hay this week, bless God. It was dry and I had to bale my hay. They'll have to make it without me, but I'm here this morning. So he was honest about the situation. And he's right. Too much religion will do some things to you. I was sitting at a table after a service one day, and I hadn't really got over this yet, Mark. This woman was telling her child about the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. And her child had some questions. She said, well, right now, there's nobody in heaven. I had to sit back down. I said, Elizabeth, I'm about to come to join you, baby. She said, there's nobody in heaven right now. And her child said, well, what's going on? She said, well, Jesus is down here. She didn't even really know what she was obviously talking about. She was trying to explain that there wasn't no Trinity and the Holy Ghost was here. We didn't know where Jesus was. We couldn't find him. Heaven was vacant. I said, God, if you can help me get to the car without saying anything, it would be a real blessing. He said, what do you say to something like that? You don't. You can't fix that in 1 minute conversation. Just for the record, the Father is on the throne. And you be thankful that Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of that throne. And every time you do something stupid, he says, God, I got this now. Remember, I put the blood on them. Don't jab slap them. I got them. Because God don't like sin. He ain't never liked sin. He ain't never going to like sin. The only reason he puts up with you is because his son Jesus died on the cross. There's an old song called There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood. Y'all remember that old song? All right? And that's why you don't have to go to hell when you die. His name is Jesus. Can we give him a hand clap of praise? Amen. So if you get involved in the ministry, their whole everything is based on one verse of Scripture. You run fast. If they're afraid to discuss the whole Bible, if I was afraid of questions, I would quit. I don't care what you ask me. We'll read it together. If I don't know the answer, I'll just tell you, well, the Lord will show us or whatever. I don't dance around verses, as you already know. Say that with me one more time. When I get there, I can just judge everybody like Jesus. Have we got there yet? No. Jessica, you there?
Yes, sir.
No, sir? Amen. Amen. Deb, you there?
I'm going to get a shirt made that says I'm in verse 3.
Matt's going to get him a shirt that says I'm in verse 3. Let's go back to that and see what verse I'm in, praise God. I got to read that verse. Where was we at? I done lost where we was at. What chapter we in? Chapter John. We're back in Matthew now, 7:3. Yeah. Praise God. We may need to get us all a shirt about verse 3. Amen. Aren't you glad Jesus loves you? It would just help my blood pressure, though, if you quote a verse of Scripture, quote all of them together. All right? This really would help me. Say that with me one more time when I get there. Say, Matthew's in verse 3. What verse you in? Oh, man. Help me, Jesus. See, I hadn't really got time to worry about all your sins. I'm trying to worry about mine. Okay? And we don't have time, but maybe we will next time together. Galatians 6 actually says if you're spiritual and you can, you're strong enough, and you got a brother or sister that's out yonder, you need to try to help get them back. You don't need to push them further away by telling them how wonderful you are. Because they know you lie. You need to try to, come on, come back to church with me. Let's hear Brother Scotty preach some word to us. It'll just do things for us. You understand what I'm saying? Don't push them on off the cliff. There's a lot of people that's off the cliff because of some wonderful church member that thought they knew everything more so than Jesus. They don't need to know all that. They just need to know you love them and you're praying for them. Okay? When I get there.